Some relief will occur across the Midwest this weekend in the form of cooler temperatures and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, but for the most part, the Midwest is going to continue stressed under the lack of moisture, and crop development will continue to be pressured lower, perhaps, without any more meaningful rainfall into the region. The odds are fairly good, though, that we will see temperatures 15 to 20 degrees cooler than those of the past few days, and that cooler weather will likely become widespread as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. The temperatures will likely be quite pleasant for the human beings, but I don't know that the crops are going to respond very well to it. Certainly, a little less stress will help the crops quite a bit, but without bringing in significant amounts of moisture, it's going to be really tough for these crops to see any kind of serious change in the overall condition and production potential. There will be scattered showers with the frontal system when it comes across the Midwest, but don't look for the rain to be really very impressive. We'll look for a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe as much as 5/10 of an inch across a fair amount of the region, but there won't be too many other areas to get greater amounts of rainfall. But there will be perhaps a few counties scattered here and there that might get upwards to an inch of rain, but those will certainly not be the rule. The most common amounts, like I said, will be probably under 5 or 6/10 of an inch. The precipitation that comes will likely occur primarily with the frontal passage, and then after that we'll probably see some drier weather. What's really most interesting out of this situation is that the frontal boundary will likely become stationary to the south of the Midwest across the Delta and the southeastern states as we get into next week. The stationary frontal boundary will likely then translate into a repetitive rainfall pattern for those areas, and significant amounts of rain will likely occur across those regions, with rain totals running anywhere from 1 to 3 inches by this time next week. Perhaps even some locally greater amounts than that will be possible. Unfortunately, it all stays south of the Ohio River Basin, at least based on the latest model data, and that will likely leave most of the Midwest crops in a pretty serious situation, with a downright dry situation that isn't going to be relieved very quickly. Well, the forecast for the second week of the two-week outlook will bring a little bit of moisture back northward into the Midwest, with an instability pattern expected to generate showers off and on a near daily basis in a portion of the Midwest, but the rains that occur will still be a little bit too light to counter evaporation. The evaporation rates will be on the rise again, with temperatures in the second week of the outlook expected to be in the upper 80s through the 90s, and that will likely evaporate easily a half inch of moisture each day, and that's just not enough to keep us moist across the Midwest, not that we are moist to begin with. So the bottom line is crop stress is likely to continue across many areas as we go forward through these next 2 weeks, even though we've got a cooling trend here coming up this week, and despite the fact that some scattered showers will likely impact a part of the region as we get into that second week of the outlook. There are going to be some locally heavy amounts of rainfall in the uppermost portions of the Midwest as we go through the day today. Some strong thunderstorms associated with an aggressive little disturbance coming across North Dakota and northern Minnesota is going to produce some heavy rains in that region, but the precipitation is going to pretty much dissipate before it gets into the important lower Midwestern locations. The longer-range outlook continues to perpetuate a very similar weather pattern. We'll see temperatures a little bit on the warmer than normal side as we get into the latter days of July, and rainfall will continue to scatter across the region, but in amounts that are likely to be a little bit too light to counter the evaporation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.